And recently, State Member for Flinders, Peter Treloar, made his valedictory speech in the State Parliament. And part of the speech was this neat little grab.
And for a good part of those 12 years, I had a weekly spot on 5CC, and we'd chat about this, that and the other. And at the end of it, I got to request a song. And people would remember, text me about the song I'd chosen. They wouldn't remember what I'd said, but they would text me about the song that I'd chosen.
Peter Treloar, good morning.
Good morning, Keith.
What song got you the most grief?
Oh, look, I think, I didn't get a lot of grief, but I had one particular, well, two correspondents probably, one from Cal, of whom your listeners will know, one Alan Zerner, also used to do a spot. So he'd sort of keep me up to speed. But also there were a couple of local lads at Cummins who always wanted me to request David Bowie. So let's see how we go later this segment, shall we?
Absolutely. And it was your valedictory speech after almost 12 years in Parliament. Of course, the election is next year. What do you see as the greatest achievement you've been able to bring to the Flinders electorate?
Yeah, so look, just before I touch on that, I'll just explain about the parliamentary sitting from here on in. So last week was, in fact, the last sitting week of this session of this parliament. It's not unusual not to go back to parliament in the new year of an election. So essentially parliament itself is done until March next year. March the 19th is the election date. It's not to say we're not all still working, and of course all members of Parliament will be busy in their electorates. If they're ministers, they'll be busy in their portfolios, but Parliament is officially done. So, look, a couple of things I touched on, and I harked back to my maiden speech way back in 2010, and amongst other things, there were a couple of infrastructure projects in particular that I wanted to achieve, and the first of that was the shoulder sealing or upgrading of the Todd Highway. Now, we've seen that completed finally this year. It's a brand new road. In fact, I drove it just yesterday. So the shoulder sealing extends all the way from Carcoo to Kayankutta. So it's really turned that road into a super highway, if you like. It is a state highway. It is the state government's responsibility. And as well as that, we've seen shoulder sealing on the Bird's Eye Highway, the Air Highway. And as we speak, passing lanes are under construction on both the Lincoln and Western Approach Road. So that's a good result. We get a lot of complaints about roads, and then we get some complaints when roadworks are going on, but ultimately it's going to be worthwhile. I still think, you know, there's work to do. I really would like to see some money spent on the Flinders Highway now. That's the West Road, particularly from Wongaree to Elliston, and then from Streaky Bay out to Sojourner. I think that needs some work. Next on the list for whoever's next.
Speaking this morning with State Member for Flinders, Peter Treloar, about his valedictory speech and infrastructure issues in the Flinders electorate. And Peter, roads obviously a big issue, but one of the more recent ones, which, as you mentioned, is a work in progress, is the desal plant. Any word on that at the moment, or is SA Water still in the early stages of undertaking the necessary research?
Yeah, well, there is progress being made. I was super excited when a couple of years ago Minister David Spears announced $90 million from the state budget to build a desal plant here on the Eyre Peninsula, and I think that's vital infrastructure. It's incredibly important that we supplement our water supply for consumers and for future growth and industry, but also to protect the resource we have. I mean, we're extracting from the southern basins, and over-extraction seems to be an issue there. We have a big requirement on water, and I feel that a desal plant is an imperative. It's not a big plant proposed. It will supply about half our water. That will be enough in the first instance to take the pressure off and supply a better quality water to our consumers. The preferred site in recent months has been announced as here in Boston Bay. We're in Port Lincoln now. And of course, you can imagine there's been a bit of pushback about that. In fact, in that last week of Parliament, again, I tabled a petition that was signed by, I think, just over 1,700 people. So I tabled that in Parliament. And in essence, the petition was recognising the need to supplement our water supply, but urging SA Water to reconsider the site, their preferred site. So what SA Water have agreed to do, and I've been having lots of conversations with this about Minister Spears as well, with Minister Spears, is to fully investigate a number of the other sites that were on their shortlist, if you like. So really get down to the nuts and bolts and the nitty-gritty of what is needed in a preferred site, taking all of those issues into account, and be very transparent about it so that people can see exactly why a site is a preferred site or why a particular site doesn't make that category.
Without disrespecting any of the other ministers in the cabinet, is it easier to deal with David Speirs? Because we did hear from him, or at least we read some of the comments that he made recently about some of the activist types. Very plain speaking, very straight shooter. Is it easier to deal with him, or do you find that it's more likely to get a positive outcome because he is so straightforward?
Well, he's certainly straightforward. I'd like to think I have a good relationship with all the ministers in the government. I mean, I'm part of the government as well. So really, in essence, they're at the end of the phone. But certainly I've enjoyed working with David Speirs. And he's been a regular visitor to the Eyre Peninsula too. He has a particular love for Elliston. And there's a long story to that. We won't go into it now. But he particularly likes coming over to the Eyre Peninsula on the West Coast. So. And he likes to get results. I think that's the point. Practical solutions to a whole lot of environmental issues. He's a practical minister. He's a good minister and he wants to be a good minister. So, and I take on board some of the comments that have been highlighted, excuse me, from him in the last few days. And I think that really identifies the practical nature in which he approaches his portfolio.
I think that's a pretty fair note to leave on. Peter Treloar, thank you very much for joining us this morning. And with that song request, we will give you a song request. What would you like?
Well, I'm going to have to go for Bowie, aren't I? Or go with David Bowie. Gene Genie is my all-time favourite.
Gene Genie. There we go. We'll throw that on. Peter Treloar, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Keith, as always.